Part 2. Shiloh. The Devil's Own Day. Chapter 3. April 6th, forenoon. Forest. Main Force and Ignorance. Western Confederate defenses were collapsing in domino fashion. The fall of Forts Henry and Donelson had given federal gunboats control of the Tennessee River all the way to northern Alabama, outflanking installations on the Mississippi as far south as Memphis. A climax was coming fast. Almost overnight, General Albert Sidney Johnston, the Western Confederacy's chief commander, had become hotly unpopular. A raging Southern press denounced him for the fall of Henry and Donelson and the 100-mile retreat that followed. By now, another top Confederate was on the scene, and Johnston turned to him for assistance. P.G.T. Beauregard, hero of Fort Sumter and Manassas, and like Johnston, ranked at full general, had been sent west in mid-February because his considerable vanity clashed with that of Jefferson Davis. Johnston asked Beauregard to supervise the withdrawal of the western wing of the Kentucky defense line, now halved by the Henry Donelson disaster. Beauregard complied, bringing that half of Johnston's army to Corinth, Mississippi, from Columbus, Kentucky. Johnston, meanwhile, personally led the eastern half's retreat from Bowling Green through Nashville to Huntsville, Alabama. From there, Johnston headed it west to link up with Beauregard. Forrest led his newly expanded regiment out of Alabama in mid-March, bound for the northern Mississippi hamlet of Burnsville. There, a dozen miles east of Corinth on the Memphis and Charleston Railroad, he reported as ordered to Major General John C. Breckinridge of Kentucky.